This week on the Young and Dumb podcast, we have Abe from Florida. Abe has my dream job of becoming a pro FIFA player. He was recently signed by the Orlando City MLS soccer team to play for them. Through his hard work and dedication, he was able to finish in the semis in the inaugural eMLS FIFA tournament. This week, we learn how to play FIFA with Abe.
FIFA. We play it, we love it, we hate it, but this week we get to see the competitive side of the worldwide video game. Infinite is his potential. Being in such a new industry, the ability to grow is enormous, and he's one to take advantage of this. Fixated on becoming the best, not only in the US, but the world. Accessible. He's a professional gamer, but he's also always on the lookout to help others around him by answering any questions you might have. This week, we learn how to compete in FIFA with Abe.
Welcome, everyone, to another incredible episode of Young and Dumb with your hosts, Justin and Gary. We're up to episode 42 now, and we have Abe from Orlando with us on board today. Abe, say what's up to the people.
Yo, what's up, everyone?
Super glad to have you on board today. We have a very exciting topic, something that's close to both Justin and I. We're going to get into a little bit of that later, but tell the people right now what you're getting into.
Well, little introduction of myself, you know, my name's Abe. I'm the Orlando City player for, I'm the esports player for Orlando City. I'm the representative. I go to any events that we have for FIFA. And I mean, honestly, it's just an honor to be a part of that. It's an honor to be a part of their team and be treated, you know, as a player. Honestly, it's amazing.
That's pretty dope. And it's kind of a big trend now of how, whether you're looking at the NBA, MLS, whatever it may be, that they're starting to recruit these esports players to kind of form their own either esports league, esports tournament, whatever it may be. In the professional, like, professional teams are starting to look at esports as a professional gaming platform as well.
Right.
So how did you get to this position?
Well, I mean, I've been playing FIFA my entire life. I didn't start it competitively until last year. So there's this mode in the game called Foot Champions, and depending on how you rank every month, depends if you qualify for an event and tournaments that they have. So I qualified for one of the tournaments, top 32 in Americas, and that put me on the map. That really put me on the map. Unfortunately, I didn't do too well in the event, but Orlando City, you know, when they called the league to see what kind of players they had locally, they gave them a list, and I was on that list, and they liked my style. They liked the way I am in front of the camera and all that good stuff, and they liked my style of play. So they contacted me, and, you know, we went from there.
That's incredible. Yeah. I mean, so what's it like being an esports player? I can imagine it's something like being a low-key celebrity. Like, do you get to meet any cool people or, like, travel anywhere to do these tournaments or anything like that?
Last month I traveled to Boston for the inaugural EMLS Cup. And that was probably one of the best experiences, you know, being around all the other guys, being around all the other EMLS players. And I've met, I mean, so many people, so many cool people, so many YouTubers that I watch, so many FIFA YouTubers that I watched growing up, and like having to, like, meeting them was just insane to think, you know, I watched these guys growing up and then now I'm like on the same level with these guys. It was pretty crazy. And, you know, I've met like Chad Ochocinco and Jimmy Conrad, the ex national team. Yeah, I've been to Ochocinco's house actually to play FIFA.
And, is he any good?
Yeah, he's all right. I mean, it's been a while since I went to his house, but he's hit me up a couple times after. We just haven't been able to link up. But no, yeah, it's definitely super cool. Yeah,
that's pretty dope. Freaking Chad Ochocinco. That's hilarious. Yeah, I know.
That's not someone I'm trying to get him on stream to play.
Yeah, he's, oh my god, he loves FIFA. He's obsessed. Yeah, I just want to get him on stream next time.
That's the Balotelli of the NFL, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Actually, well, former.
But yeah, so how did that event in Boston go? So is it 32 players playing against each other and then winner takes all type of tournament?
So the one in Boston last month was 19 teams. MLS reached out to all the teams in the league, and they had to decide whether or not they wanted to sign an esports player to represent them in EMLS. 19 teams decided to do that. 9 from the East Coast, 10 from the West Coast. I was part of the East Coast, obviously, because Orlando. And so what we had to do was pretty much the teams had different ways of signing players. Some of them had local tournaments, and whoever won that tournament will sign. Some teams just had a list of players, and then they ended up just interviewing some and then chose one. That's kind of how mine went, I guess. They just reached out to me. I came over, you know, they gave me a whole stadium tour. You know, they treated me as an actual player. But, I mean, Boston, yeah, we had 9 people in the Eastern Conference. One gets eliminated through prelims in the first 2 days. And then day 3 is playoffs. Luckily, first day I was actually last place.
Oh, jeez.
So that was tough, man. And then I knew, like, going to sleep the next day, I was like, man, I got to wake up and, like, actually, I got to try hard. And then day 2, I dominated my opponents, and I ended up 6th place or something.
Oh, wow.
Which qualified me to the playoffs on day 3 on the big stage, so... that was massive for me, not just to, you know, for my own pride and self-motivation, but also to show the club that this is something worth investing in, and that I think I'm able to match up with these guys. And so, yeah, day 3 went well. Unfortunately, I got eliminated in the quarterfinals, but it is what it is. But it was an amazing event, man.
Dope. So tell me about, like, what you believe is next steps for the esports realm, specifically for FIFA. Is there going to be, like, a USA esports team where they'll play, like, internationally, like a World Cup style kind of thing for FIFA? Right. Or is there just going to send players to nationals that when they have those huge FIFA tournaments every year?
I think we're still a couple years off anything national-wise, but... for now, domestic-wise, I'd say EMLS is probably going to be a different format and not, you know, a cup. I've heard many rumblings. I've heard many things, people saying that next year is going to be bigger. There's no details yet. But I think, you know, when you see, for example, all the games like 2K, like NBA 2K, they have a 2K league, and they play a series of games. I think it's a month long, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, it's like an actual season, you know, sports season. If you go to baseball, NBA, or hockey or anything like that, mm-hmm. Kind of that format instead of just a quick, you know, few day thing. I think MLS is probably going to adopt that format. And, you know, it's not going to just be 3 days of a cup. It's going to be an entire league. And I think it's exciting. You know, I think... it's trending upward. Overwatch is doing the same thing. There's so many games doing this and using this format. So,
yeah, I've seen some of those Overwatch leagues, and those get hectic. Like, I never understood like how deep Overwatch really is, and like how multi like faceted it really is. It's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It's. I mean, I've played the game before, but I mean, these guys are like on another level.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's such a huge fan base for that game. So.
So, Abe, I want to get this is more of a personal question, but this for me as an aspiring FIFA prodigy, I need to know what it takes. Like, what works for you? What's your favorite team? Like, is it your tactics that sets you apart? Is it the skill moves? Like, let me know.
I think someone asked me this yesterday, actually, on my stream, and it was hard for me to answer because I've been playing FIFA for so long, since FIFA 98, came out.
It's crazy.
I was only 5 years old, but I've been playing with my brother since then. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, literally we constantly played against each other and constantly played. And, like, I became a natural at the game. And it wasn't until FIFA 08 when they had online capabilities and all this stuff mm-hmm. that I was able to test my abilities online. And I was so bad, man. I'll tell you what. I was terrible, man. I had like 1,300 losses and like 200 wins. It was so bad. But, you know, I played so much and I thrived to win. I don't know what it was about FIFA, but it felt so good to beat somebody. And so through a lot of self-motivation and then after a few FIFA installments, I think it was FIFA 11 or 12, that I was just dominating everybody, you know? Like, I played the game so much, so many hours, like, such a grind. I mean, if you want to get good at anything, it's just, you literally have to just grind, practice, look at videos of yourself playing, look at what mistakes you're making and all this stuff. And I'm still trying to improve, you know? I feel like I can still improve. But, yeah, man, I mean, it takes a lot, I'll tell you what. Like, especially once you dive into the competitive scene and you're, like, in there for good, it takes a lot of practice to, you know, stay on top. And, you know, maybe this year it's a little tougher because the game's a little broken. But, yeah, I'm hoping for FIFA 19 to be a little better. So.
Most definitely. So, like, I feel like that's one of the biggest misconceptions, especially with the esports industry. A lot of people just think, oh, they're just playing video games, right? Mm-hmm. And they're getting paid to play a video game. Anyone can do that. But you have to put in so much time and effort. Like, you're basically saying that you're treating it like you are a player on an MLS team. You're watching film of yourself, trying to get seeing why that person scored on you or why you misplaced that pass or try to find little quirks in the EA algorithm making players mm-hmm. move certain ways, things like that. Like, I don't think people realize that.
Yeah, no. It definitely takes a lot, especially to control 11 players or try to control 11 players, you know, with one person, you get me? It's not easy. And like you said, you know, especially with, like, this game, there's a lot of quirks that EA has, like, that, you know, it might not be advertised as an ability in the game, but, you know, we all know the overpowered stuff. We all know the overpowered, low-powered driven shots. We all know the tricks in this game. But a lot of people don't realize how much it takes and how much brain power it really takes to be a pro at this game, because there's just so much you have to pay attention to defensively and offensively. It's pretty insane.
So if you can make some changes to FIFA for the next game, what would you change? And I mean, from just normal play, like through FIFA, I mean, through Ultimate Team and online stuff, what were all the additions that you'd make?
I definitely take out a few things. I would remove most AI defending. Yes. That is just honestly abysmal. I don't know why they keep buffing it every year. It makes it easier for, I guess, newcomers to the game, which is good, you know, but it doesn't present a challenge to a lot of people. So I think they should remove AI. And sometimes, you know, when you're controlling a player, you're cutting a passing lane, you know the guy's going to make the pass. He makes the pass, and the player that you're controlling to cut the pass just does this weird animation, like a lunge or something, and he just completely misses the ball. And it's an auto lunge. You're not doing anything, you know. Like, you're trying to just cut the pass and then control the ball. But the game has all these auto lunges, auto blocks, and it honestly killed this year. I mean, it's honestly insane what it's done. I know they want newcomers to come, but I mean, I think they've already built that fan base where they don't really need to do that. You know, people love a challenge, and people even play this game. Like I said, if I was like in FIFA 08 when I had 1,300 losses, like, I still kept playing. Like, I didn't stop. People do that now. I've seen people's records. I'm like, bro, look at your record. Like, how are you still playing this game? Like, I mean, it's just honestly insane because people love trading on the FUT market. People love doing all this stuff, coin trading and all this. And I mean, yeah, I would just remove. That's literally the only thing I want them to remove. That's funny. AI, just AI is like, just too much.
That passing, like my style of play is I kind of play off the ball and I'll control like the second man and then sniff out passes all day. And I can't tell you how many times that happens to me and how frustrated I get.
It's frustrating, man.
I lose my mind. But I feel you there. Definitely feel you there.
So, like, on a personal take, did you like the first version of the latest FIFA, like, before that big, huge update? The very first update.
Because I know there's
mixed feelings on it.
Yeah, I did like the game, like the base game before the massive update. I mean, I played the beta, like the closed beta. Fortunately, I got a chance to be able to play that. And I thought that was really good. I thought the gameplay was great. I mean, it was slow, but there was definitely like a huge difference in AI from 18 to 17. I mean, from 17 to 18. I mean, it was just like you could see it. I could feel it, and it was. I thought it was really good for the game. I thought it was really good for the pros. And then the big patch came out. Everything changed. It was a brand new game.
Yeah, it was.
You know, I think it really went back to what FIFA 17 was, and now it's just a mixture of 17 and 18, and it just buffed the AI insanely, and I just hate. Honestly, sometimes I don't like the lack of communication with EA to the community, you know, to really give good patch notes, you know, because they could just say, change the goalkeeper bug or something. But then the entire game changes. The whole algorithm changes.
Yeah.
And it is. I don't understand. Like, I've never. Like, trust me, I love EA, but I've never known a company to do that. You know, I want them to communicate with the community, communicate with the pros. And I think they're, you know, starting to do that now because I believe they just signed a new community manager who I follow on Twitter. And, you know, hopefully they'll start, you know, getting into that and start communicating a little better, give a little better patch notes, you know, provide feedback. You know, we give so much feedback to so many players playing FIFA. So, you know, I just want somebody to, you know, give us some feedback from what we're saying and all that good stuff. So
as an esports player, do you have any input on like some of the changes that they make? Because you guys are the basically the faces of the community. All guys playing FIFA kind of aspire to be like you guys. So do you guys have any feedback in that area?
Unfortunately, we don't get much say. Mm-hmm. But the thing is like in events, the build of the game is different. It's an esports build. So it's a completely different game than what we play online. The fact of the matter is, when you play online, you're going to get like a half second, 1 second, 2 second delay. And so what we play in the events is actually so smooth, like insanely smooth, that I want that online. I want that experience online. Like, I want EA to fix their servers, and I want that experience online. But, I mean, we don't have much say. You know, we'll obviously say some of the same things that people say online and all that stuff. But they kind of just take it like, oh, okay, like, thanks for your feedback type thing. You know, I mean, us as esports players, we think, you know, as influencers in the game, we think we'd have a little more influence, I guess. But, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully they'll start listening to. I mean, they just have so many different types of players to listen to, you know, beginners, newcomers, you know, traders, pros. It's such a massive community. So yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know, like they'll start giving some feedback on what the pros want, you know, what the beginners want and all that stuff. I just wanted to take out AI, man. Ridiculous, honestly.
I feel like esports is in a really complicated spot because of the way that how like video games kind of exploded is through influencers, whether you're looking at YouTube or Twitch, right? So
yeah,
it's kind of having to find the balance between people's voices like yourself and then others like 89 Skills or Nepenthes, right. People like that. Do you think they should take the route of a professional sports league like the NBA, where it's kind of the professional rules and then everyone else kind of follows them in terms of like the youth leagues and then the pickup games on the street, things like that? Or is it going to have to be a bigger community aspect of having to take everyone's voice into consideration?
You know, I really think when you look at other games, you know, I feel like the community, like the companies, they listen to the hardcore gamers. Mm-hmm. They listen to, you know, the pros and the guys who always play the game, who are always on the game and all this stuff. I think that's a massive difference to what EA is doing at the moment. I think they're really just, they really want to bring more gamers into FIFA, you know, and to have it as a game and not just a sports game, you know, because people look at a sports game, they're like, oh, you know, sports, you know, some people aren't into sports. But to really answer your question, like, I think they should really, oh man, this is a tough question, man. My brain's working here. I think they should, you know, like you said, everybody has, like, the NBA has, you know, its own rules, and, like, everybody follows that. I think EA should have really, like, relatively the same thing.
Because it's weird, right? It's different. Because in NBA, right, they don't have to listen to, let's say, Chris Smoove on YouTube, right? They have to, but they have to listen to LeBron, so to say.
Right.
But in esports, right, let's just use Fortnite, for example, right? Epic can listen to Ninja, but do they have to listen to someone like myself? I don't know.
Right.
It's different, but we're kind of all on the same level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. No, I totally understand what you're saying. And to go off of your example, I think Ninja has a massive influence on Epic does. I mean, he even says it in his own streams. He's like, oh, I told Epic this and whatever, whatever. And then they end up changing it in like a week. I'm like, bro, you're like the CEO of the company now. Like, I mean, he's obviously the biggest influencer out of everyone. And I think the other day he had
Harry Kane
streaming
on.
With Harry Kane and Dele Alli.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Trippier, and I was like, what? That's crazy. I don't even think he knows who those guys are.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, I feel like there's no like huge personality for FIFA yet. That has that much pull or that much influence. Because I know there's like you said, Chad Ochocinco is playing FIFA and he loves FIFA. Like, there's a bunch of celebs out there who feel the exact same way, but haven't really like been that vocal about it. So FIFA will definitely get his time. I just don't know when.
I feel like also FIFA, a lot of the big influencers aren't necessarily the people that EA probably want to rep their company. If you're looking at like the KSIs of the world or the Rotoshaws of the worlds, etc., they're probably not like, I don't really want them to be the face of our company. Whereas if you look at like a Ninja, he's a pretty chill guy. Like he doesn't have any real bad publicity to him. So I feel like it's a little easier for Epic.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I don't think there's, you know, that one guy to propel, you know, FIFA to the next level regarding, you know, creating content. And obviously FIFA is really, really popular. You know, you have so many YouTubers with millions of subscribers, you know, that just upload FIFA daily. But I don't think there's that one that has taken it to the next level where, you know, it explodes, for example, like for Fortnite. I mean, it came out of nowhere and just exploded. and mainly because of Ninja, really, you know, if we're honest here. And obviously the game is free to play, so that's a massive difference. I mean, FIFA is not free to play, and there's no way EA is gonna make it free to play. I mean, it's honestly insane. You know, I've met the guys like 889 Skills, and these guys are cool people. But like you said, you know, for like example, like KSI wrote a shot, like I don't think EA would want them to, you know, be kind of the face of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a few years before we kind of get someone that's like the face of the game. I would say maybe Castro is kind of in that at that
Castro
point.
Castro also
not sure.
had that that little publicity thing too.
Yeah,
a couple months ago, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it was a while ago, but I think he said something on his stream or something like that. But
yeah, it's. I mean.
But yeah, I totally understand what you're saying, though.
Yeah, it's funny because you know most of these FIFA streamers and YouTubers, man, these guys are crazy, bro. Like they're actually crazy. No, it's just funny to me. But you know, I'm hoping to, you know, kind of keep moving on up.
Yeah. Like, I mean, right maybe now, it's you, right?
Yeah maybe it's me. I mean, that. I don't know. Yeah, that would be sick, you know. And it's a grind for sure, you know. When I ask people for tips, because you know, I'm starting to stream, you know, I want to keep creating content. I ask people for tips and they're like, dude, just grind. Literally just grind, like nonstop grind. And you know, the fan base will come and it'll start to build, you know. And then I mean, at the event I made so many connections and it's been super cool, you know. People have been hosting my streams. I hung out with a bunch of streamers over there. I hung out with Dirty Mike, who, growing up I watched so much. It was like, I mean, I met him at the event last year too, because he was actually a referee.
Really?
But yeah.
I actually beat Dirty Mike in a Foot Champs game last year. I was so hype.
You took a screenshot?
I did. I was like,
that's funny.
It's like, no way. I just that was crazy. I was sweating.
Yeah, but I mean. And that whole experience in Boston was fun, man. Like you said, you know, did I have anybody that I met? Like, Jimmy Conrad is probably one of the coolest guys in the community, man. I don't know if you know who Jimmy Conrad is. He's an ex-U.S. men's national team player.
Yep.
I mean, he loves the game of FIFA, and he is an excellent commentator. And we even went out to play a pickup game. Like, you know, it was us, the gamers, against all these other guys who played soccer, and we never lost the game, which was
really
actually, yeah, it was interesting. Oh man, I was freezing my butt off. So man, I'm a Florida boy.
Too funny.
So tell us about the life beyond FIFA, because I know that you're an esports guy, but there's a life beyond that. What does your everyday look like? Everyday life look like that's not FIFA oriented.
I mean, outside of FIFA, I have a full-time job. I work front desk at a hotel. You know, it's not extravagant, but it pays the bills for right now. And but yeah, I think that's all a part of the grind. You know, earning all this income. You know, it's moving up towards, you know, having a better setup on stream. You know, having all this stuff that I can use, like buying an editing program and all this stuff that I can use, it all ties together in a sense. So I work hard, you know, I even take extra hours sometimes so I can afford things to use on stream, afford to make things on YouTube and all that good stuff. Like all this equipment that I got, I mean, I worked so hard for. I bought a PC like last month, and I put in so many extra hours for that Mac because I've been needing a PC. And, I mean, outside of work, really, like, I play guitar. I'm huge on music. I'm still trying to take guitar lessons. It's funny because actually a pretty big streamer, Spin Bros, they're a FIFA streamer.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, it's a couple of guys. One of them, Drew, is actually my guitar teacher. Funny enough,
really.
And yeah, when we were at the event in Boston, everybody was like, what? Like, I kept telling them that I'm like, because I finally got to meet him, and then they're like, oh, how'd you guys know each other? I'm like, oh, he's my guitar teacher. So that was funny.
Small so, world.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, I mean, outside of work, man, I play guitar almost all the time. trying to get back into school, you know, still working hard, saving up money, and just the grind, man. It's always grinding.
Yeah, I love it. Man, if you're listening, if your managers are listening or whoever's on top of you at the hotel, give this man a raise, please, a promotion, because we need some better content from him. We need him to become the FIFA community manager. We need big things.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I appreciate that.
we'll CC them on the emails, yeah?
Yeah, sounds good.
So, Abe, I want to shift focus a little bit. I want to take your entire journey. So we're talking all the way back from FIFA 98 all the way up until now. And we want to take your journey and turn it into a loading bar, yeah? So on your loading bar from 0 to 100%, where do you feel like you are?
Right now I'm at 60.
Okay. Okay.
For
and,
sure.
And what does 100% look like?
I'm going to be the best in the world, man.
Respect.
Number I'm one. Telling you. I'm telling you, man. I tell this to everyone. I don't think there's anyone as self-motivated as me. And I know some of my results might not, you know, kind of coincide with what I'm saying. But I truly believe I'm going to be the best in the world. Like, this, it's not a cockiness. I honestly believe that. And I think that's what's pushing me forward. Like, right now, I'm at 60%, you know, loading, you know. But I think, give me a couple years, and I'm going to be up there, you know. I'm going to be the name out there.
I believe it.
I'm going to be the one to rep North America, you know. So, yeah. I mean, that would be me at 100%.
I love it. So now we get to move into our favorite part, which is the deep thinking question. So are you ready?
Sure, I guess, yeah.
There we go.
All right. So let's imagine in 100 years, and it's your last day on Earth. All of your FIFA career has been destroyed. The internet's gone. Your social media, everything is gone. But you get to pick three things that you want to be remembered for. What are those three things?
One, for being humble. Two, a hard worker, and number three, I wouldn't even know. My God, this is such a like deep question.
The third one is always
like,
the hardest.
I'm like
the
looking back at my life. Hardest. I'm like, and I can't. Can I pick FIFA for the third one?
Oh, you can. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The third one, I want to be remembered for FIFA. You know, I want to be known for putting FIFA, you know. I know FIFA's on the map now, but I want it.
But being the number one player, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Respect. So, shifting to the second question. What does young and dumb mean to you?
I think it's all about the grind, man. I think, you know, we're a bunch of guys, you know, a bunch of, like, young college guys. I think it really... The definition of it is the grind, you know. People in our generation, you know, I think that's like our anthem, man. Like, we're such a different generation. We're a hardworking generation. We grind. We try to set goals. We try to reach those goals, and we have dreams, you know, that maybe previous generations were too lazy to reach. And I mean, young and dumb just means, you know, first of all, I think of the song and you know, it really just puts me in this mode of like our generation, you know. I think we're going to really, you know, change the world. You know, we're one of some of the biggest influencers as young adults. I think, you know, I think we're definitely a grinding generation, you know, like, and we're going to, I guess, in a sense, take over the world. So, yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess that's what it means to me. And on a personal aspect, I guess, you know, I try to grind. I try to stay motivated, you know, self-motivation and positivity, it's big.
Most definitely. And we are all young and dumb right now, and as we grow old, yes, we'll become wise, right?
Exactly. So old and wise. Definitely.
That's going to be the follow-up podcast name.
Give us like 30 years.
Yeah.
All right. So before I ask my last question, where can people find you on your YouTube, your Twitch, whatever it is?
Mainly I'm on Twitter and Twitch right now. FIFA_Abe. That's pretty much all my stuff. YouTube, also FIFA_Abe. I haven't uploaded in a bit. Also Instagram, FIFA_Abe. Literally just Google me, FIFA_Abe, and you'll find all my social media and all that good stuff. So yeah.
All right, plain and simple, FIFA_Abe. All right, so last question, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
What is a question that you wish that we asked you?
Oh my gosh.
He wasn't ready.
No, not at all.
I wasn't ready. Dang. I did think of one earlier, actually. Funny enough. But I can't think of it now. I'd probably say, you know, maybe I guess go into a little more, like, in-depth with the, like with the gameplay, you know, like do I use skills or do I, you know, do I cross a lot or anything like that?
Share us your wisdom. I need to know. I need to know. I will literally go on FIFA after work today and I will try out all these things. Listen, I will take notes. Share with
us. I mean, I think biggest thing is adapting to the other person's play. You know, if they're aggressive, if they're really aggressive on defense, they put a lot of pressure on you. I think fast passes and 1-2s really work well and will get you behind the line to be able to, in a 1v1 situation with the goalkeeper. When there's someone a little slower, you know, you want to play at the same level as them. You want to adapt. Like, adapting is huge in this game. You have to adapt. So I think for me, gameplay wise, adapting, because every game I play different. I look at the other opponent and I'm like, okay, this is how you're gonna play, and I'll counter it with this. I sometimes play super fast, make quick passes, you know, obviously always trying to find an open man, and then sometimes I slow it down, you know, dribble around a little bit with one player, make a pass here, make a pass there, see who's open. I mean, it's all about adapting. And, you know, I don't use useless tactics like crossing or counterattacking or anything like that, or any special free kicks or nothing like that. But I think the best way to play, if you want to be good at the game, is, you know, slowing things down and don't try and get it to your striker as fast as possible, but literally just build up the play. Just build it up till you get to the last 18, and once you're there, you know, kind of mess around the box a little bit, wait till someone gets open, because once that mistake happens, you want to, you know, you want to penetrate and you want to get in there and score. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I would say.
Duly noted. I will be doing all of this, because I used to be a tactical master, and you know what, maybe I should tone it back a little bit. But we have FIFA Abe, Honest Abe, future number one FIFA player Abe. I want to thank you from the Getro Grind Up and Young and Dumb community for coming onto the podcast and sharing your wisdom with us. It's really, really appreciated.
Yeah, man. I thank you guys for having me.
So everyone who wants to know a little bit more about FIFA Abe, you can find his stuff out on our website or on our social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Get Your Grind Up. We'll be back next week on Tuesday with another incredible episode. Keep a lookout for a group of dummies coming out soon. And we'll see you guys next week. Don't forget, we are all young and dumb.
and never forget, get your grind up.
See you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into our podcast.
Check out our website, getyourgrindup.com, for every dumb profile and even more content.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at getyourgrindup.
And share a name as we spread your journeys.
What doesn't kill you makes you dumber.
Thank you, guys. Peace.